Jack Houston.
Go ahead.
Raj, we've been listening to the playback of the DSE tape from the AlphaMed period, and all three of you sound pretty good on that. Gene is still clearer than the rest, but all three of you sound real clear and very readable.
Excellent. That'll make up for my note-taking.
Roger. And also, Jack, you had a question earlier about different response of sea and continental areas when viewed through monocular polarizing filter, and I've got a note here from John Dietrich that kind of explains it.
Okay, let's hear what John has to say.
Okay, this is pretty much referencing the time you were looking at it, and here it is. Ocean scenes near the bright area off Bolivia, which is the specular point, include a high proportion of polarized light. The spacecraft Earth-Sun geometry now is approximately equal to the Brewster angle, which is near 53 degrees, where maximum plane polarization due to reflection occurs. Therefore, a high response of scene brightness to changes of filter position can be expected. Continental scenes are dominated by Lambertian or diffuse reflectors, which are characterized by low proportion of polarization in the reflected beam. For such scenes, changing position of the polarization filter produces changes in scene brightness that are near or below the threshold of detectability. Over.
Okay, that sounds very good. It's sort of like the contrast between the lunar surface response, the oceans being more like that, I guess, and the between the lunar surface and terrestrial land surfaces.
Roger, Jack.
That's very good. Very interesting. Thank John for me. I should have thought about that, but I been away from it too long.
No problem. Okay, Terminator over Hawaii at 7345 GET.
Thank you.